CD Projekt Red is being torched. I mean, cooked. Like, well-done steak with some A1 sauce on the side. Gamers are just completely destroying this company for hiring woke activists, and the CEO is denying that they're involved with Sweet Baby Inc. in any form or fashion. Regardless if they're involved with Sweet Baby Inc. or not, there's no denying this company is infected with DEI. So we're taking a look at this article from the Fandom Pulse. Shout outs to John F. Trent. And yeah, this article gives into detail what's going on right now. So gamers are torturing CD Projekt Red CEO Michael Nowakowski after he claimed the company's not working with Sweet Baby Inc. So here's a tweet that he posted out saying The Witcher 3 turns 10 this May. Around 100 of its developers are working with us to this day on our new projects, including The Witcher 4. Some are actually veterans for The Witcher 2 and The Witcher 1, including my esteemed co-CEO, Adam Badowski, who has been with the series since its inception back in 2002. So, wow, 10 years already for Witcher 3? Where's time flying? I'm about to be a senior citizen here. Now, a individual by the name of Bucket replied, and this is where all the shenanigans started, saying, I love how they keep pushing the word that they still have staff who worked on the previous Witcher titles. Like, we don't know they lost the prime meat from the bone. They also don't want to openly tell you about the Sweet Baby Inc. employees working for them now. So, pretty big call out. And this was something that I said not too long ago with Witcher 4. A lot of the employees are gone from a lot of these companies that are making these franchises that I would call legacy franchises, whether it's Dragon Age, Witcher, even GTA, you name it. It's like a whole new regime of DEI-infected woke people working on these titles. That's why the titles are so far removed from the original source material and, I guess, overall feel, political-wise. Now, Michael did clap back saying, we are not working and never worked with Sweet Baby. Never even heard of them till recently, to be honest. Also, we have not lost prime meat, as you put it. So, okay, the CEO's clapping back, giving, a hard stance on their company. All fair. Now, going on right here, this goes on to say, as previously detailed by YouTuber Legacy Kill HD, shout outs to them, CD Projekt Red has lost a lot of its top talent, including at least 11 directors and department leads who exited the company by 2021 following the release of Cyberpunk, which was a pretty faulty, bumpy launch. That talent included studio head and executive producer John Mimaeus, The Witcher 3 game director Conrad Thomas Kiewicz, The Witcher 3 quest director Mateusz Thomas Kiewicz, cinematic director Paweł Sierczyński. Where do all these people get these last names? They're all too many Z's, too many Y's. You get it. There's principal engine programmers. There's lead animators, creative directors, senior producers, engine directors, you name it, art directors. These are all huge, big wigs right here. Look at these titles of their job positions. This is meat off the bone. Now, Nowakowski claims his company's not working with Sweet Baby Inc. It did hire one of the biggest Sweet Baby Inc. defenders in Mary Kenny after she worked with Sweet Baby Inc. during her time at Insomniac on Marvel Spider-Man 2. Kenny's on record telling DualShockers that every lever must be pulled to promote the disordered LGBTQ+ agenda. And we made a video about this and several other people have. This individual is completely part of the woke agenda. They want to push it, like they said, push every lever to get that LGBTQ+ agenda out there. And her quote was, there are so many LGBTQ developers and we want what players want, to design experiences that tell the player we're here, we're important, and we belong. In order to obtain this, she declared, we need to pull every lever we have, characters, community supports, mechanics, to make it so. What happened to just making games? Now, here is C.N. Maher. They were hired to be their franchise and lore designer, even after Maher made it clear in 2020 he wanted to punch gamers. So we also talked about this. Their lore designer literally talks about punching gamers. Why are all these guys so hateful? Why are they so whack, is what I want to know. Like, they always talk about the rage bait grifters being the intolerant ones. When they're the ones that want to try to resort to violence, it's nuts. So you can see, in 2020, I want muscles so I can effectively punch gamers, and also so I can carry cute people and dogs of any size easily. And then CN, the lore designer, or the lore creator, director, whatever you want to call their title, said, I didn't realize into this tweet, but this is now also what I want. You want to punch gamers, or you want CG to punch you? And me and Caitlin will punch gamers together. And then also, top of that, their whole diversity inclusion section publicly posted on their website, guys. So whether you're involved with Sweet Baby Inc. or not, you're shying away that you're involved with this whole DEI initiative, this whole idea that you have to push all this crap, all this nonsense, instead of actually focusing on making games. DEI literally kills art, guys. Elon was not wrong when he said that. It kills companies. Look how much Ubisoft is struggling right now. Now, continuing with this article, it says, given all this information, gamers torched Nowakowski, YouTuber Yellow Flash, shout outs to Yellow Flash, stated, why does your lore designer hate and want to punch gamers? You don't work with Sweet Baby, but you sure do hire some questionable people. And yeah, they're right. Oh, we don't work with Sweet Baby, but okay, what about all these other people? What about that Mary Kelly guy, or what, Mary Kenny, or whatever their fucking name was, right? That we just talked about, that wants to pull every lever. And then, of course, they kept getting roasted. Here's another one. Cryptech says, never even heard of them till recently, to be honest. Nobody buys this. Stop insulting people with that kind of statement. You have literally a fully disclosed DEI company, and you explicitly have people who are fans of SBI. So they literally have staff members that support SBI. They literally have a whole section on their website that is similar to the same verbiage of SBI. Whether SBI works with them or not, there's no way in hell in 2025 that they don't know who Sweet Baby Inc. is. If they're a video game company, at some point, they've interacted with employees from consulting companies like Sweet Baby Inc. They've probably had former employees of Sweet Baby Inc. employed. Their employees at CD Projekt Red are friends with them. There's no way a CEO of a company never heard of Sweet Baby Inc. for all the drama that was in 2024 with that company. You're lying. Now, here's another response. I honestly don't believe you. I'm a nobody, and I heard of SBI at least a year ago. There's no way you haven't heard of them. You literally hired an SBI defender to push agendas. You could change the course immediately and regain your glory. Don't focus on social politics, please. And they're right. You're a CEO of one of the biggest video game companies in the world, and you're claiming you've never heard of Sweet Baby Inc. You're insulting our intelligence, guys. Paulo Rant says, laughing out loud. We boast about how woke and focused on DER we are, but we aren't working with SBI, so don't worry. The studio thinks you're retarded. Vote with your wallets. And absolutely, which is a shame. I was a fan of The Witcher 3 and other games that CD Projekt Red made. I even liked Cyberpunk to an extent. But when you're going out of your way to avoid this stench of Sweet Baby Inc., whether they work with you or not, and you're lying, that's a bad look. So here's some more stuff. Dan says, your whole company went woke. SBI would do nothing but preach to the choir there anyway, because they already believe in the same stuff that SBI believes in. Bandar Hub says, when you say that you're focusing on what it was like to be a woman in the olden era, you don't have to be part of the DEI to know what type of game you're making. And La Prayer du Gamer says, I mean, you literally have in your financial report everything linked to DEI agenda. So even if you don't work with them, you're already in it. Yeah, they are already in it, guys. CD Projekt Red is already in deep with the woke agenda. Their whole DEI page, all their practices, their focuses, which I'm still going to try to give Witcher 4 a chance. I'll be completely honest. I'll check it out. I'll do my due diligence on the game, just like I did with Star Wars Outlaws. But there's too many red flags here to just deny and believe that the CEO has never heard of Sweet Baby Inc. All right? That's the biggest fucking lie I've heard in the history of gaming so far. So, what are you guys' thoughts? Let me know in the comment section down below. Love to hear what you guys have to say. And if you enjoyed this video and you want to watch more content calling out Sweet Baby Inc. and DEI, please hit that subscription button. I'll see you on the next one.